This is the first podcast for module FIC 3702 in a series of podcasts that will follow later in this semester. First of all, I want to welcome you and congratulate you on reaching this point of your studies. My name is Mariska Evans and I'm one of your lecturers for FIC 3702. The names of the other lecturers as well as their contact details can be found in your tutorial letter 101. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with information regarding topics that we consider to be important, being submission and due dates of assignments, calculation of year mark and final mark, format of the examination, study approach. Submission and due dates of assignments. The module consists of two compulsory, multiple choice, and one optional written assignment. It is very important that you submit assignment 1 before the due date, as this assignment will give you admission to the exam. I repeat that submission of assignment 1 is necessary to obtain admission to the exam. Please note that submission of assignment 2 before the due date is also important, as both assignment 1 and 2 count towards your year mark. The due dates of the assignments are clearly set out in Tutorial Letter 101. No further extensions for the submission of the assignments will be granted. I emphasize that no telephonic conversations or correspondence will be conducted in this regard. Assignments can be submitted as follows. Via MyUNISA, this is a preferred method, or by mail and the UNISA assignment dropbox. Use the mark reading sheets provided to submit the multiple choice assignments if you do not submit your assignment via MyUNISA. Please keep proof of the submission of your assignment for future reference. Calculation of year mark and final mark. Your year mark is calculated by taking into account only assignment 1 and 2. Assignment 1 and 2 count 10% towards your final mark. The examination mark will constitute the remaining 90% of your final mark. Please bear in mind that a good year mark will be to your advantage. Format of the examination. The examination will cover all the study units, therefore you cannot afford to leave out any of the study material. Please keep to the study program as set out in Tutorial Letter 101, as this will ensure that you have sufficient time to cover all the study units. The examination paper will consist of 2 written questions, no multiple choice questions, and will be a 2-hour exam. Study approach. Please refer to Tutorial Letter 101, where detailed, suggested approach to studying this module is set out. You will also notice that prior year exam papers with their suggested solutions are set out in Tutorial Letter 101. We strongly advise you to work through these questions to determine the standard expected of you. I hope that you will enjoy this module and that all your hard work will be rewarded.